Net tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL amateur radio repeater system.
In and say hello while my hand was the label.
Yeah, this is a crazy radio. Again, I must be hitting some button that allows me still to receive 8.5, but I'm not on 8.5. I don't know. It doesn't really make any sense, but that's what's happening. So I had actually responded to you a minute ago, but when you didn't come back, I said, whoops, let me take another look. Oh, well. How are you doing this morning?
Yeah, not too bad. In a different direction.
You're dropping out a little bit.
Is it affordable? I said, does it shift your offset in another direction, perhaps?
No, when I look at the memory channel, it actually goes to another memory channel, but it's not one... Next time it happens, I'll take a look and a little more closely. It was just, you know, I wanted to get back on the air, so I quickly turned the dial. I have to look and see what also, that wasn't English, what key I might be pressing with my thumb on the microphone. It's just weird. I mean, I do it all the time. There were times where I ran like 10 minutes of the InfoNet, not knowing I wasn't even on frequency.
Well, I guess.
Where are you? Because she's dropping out completely.
The turnpike in Woodbury, but I'm in a lot.
Yeah, I would think you'd be able to hold it. Hold on, I'll see if anything else is coming in. Anyway, you're on your way to work now?
I just got to stop. And
should be better now. I have a constant battle with, you know, that other individual. You should be better now, though. KTK and me.
Ah, I see. Okay. Actually, I'm getting over to the Home Depot, so I'm going to put this thing down for a few minutes, and I will give you a ring when I get back.
Which Home Depot in Sioux?
What I'm shooting for. Anyway, let me sneak out. I'll talk to you in a few.
TG Candy.
You mean TGSC. KCK6 DPCC, when you're called, ask him to call the phone. KCK6 DPC, clear.
You need to stay off of this repeater, and I'm really getting tired of saying it. Believe me, there's a report with the FCC, and furthermore, what you're doing is you're actually stealing from this repeater. This is a privately owned repeater. It is owned and operated by Limark. You have been told to stay off of this repeater in conjunction with FCC rules, and you continue to get on here. That's theft. So just bear that in mind, Hal. That is theft. You are stealing the use of this repeater. Theft of services. And I'm really getting tired of it. I'm getting tired of your attitude that you're going to do whatever you're going to do because you're not going to do it, Hal. So stay off this repeater. You will be shut off as often as we can do it. That's coming from the FCC to shut the repeater down on you until such time as they get to act. This is K2KNB. You're in violation of FCC rules and regulations. stay off this repeater.
This can't be Kate. Patience and everything else, okay? So let's stop. KMB, K6BB.
That's bullshit.
And the station is just...
KNH Mobile.
KD2KNH, K2KN, good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Richie. How was your weekend?
I have to think about that one. Yeah, we got some gardening in. That was good. It was a little cool yesterday morning, but we did some planting, which is probably good for the plants anyway, that we didn't do any transferring in hot weather. So... that was it. And that was exhausting enough.
Yeah, mine was kind of uneventful. I had to go to a karate presentation for a belt for my grandson on Saturday, and on Sunday he had a soccer game. So we were kind of tied up, but it was cold standing out in the field. But I guess all the cool weather isn't quite gone yet.
Yeah, it was like a 30-degree drop, something like that, from... maybe, well, something like that. I think one night it was back in the 40s. This morning it was 50. So, anyway, I don't know, another day or two. I'm always anxious to bring the plants out. We keep a whole bunch of plants inside for the winter. But they do take up space and do make a mess. So, some years I've taken them out probably mid-April. This is probably a little bit late, but I have the feeling that they're going to go out today regardless.
Yeah.
Well, that should free up some room for you. Yeah, it's always nice to get outside again. I put up a canopy last week or 2 weeks ago and mowed the lawn, and I sit out there in the morning and have tea. So it's nice that the warm weather is approaching.
I see somebody else is in there. Steve, were you in there?
Depot got back in the car. On way. Anyway, pardon me. Oh no, that's canapé.
Only if it's boarded Target. Anyway, Charlie, that's Steve WB2ZSE on the other side there. Well, that's nice. Nice weekend. And my grandkids are up in Westchester County, and sometimes it's frustrating because we just don't get there. And their schedules, you know, that's the craziest part. They're doing this, they're doing that, they're doing the other thing. They have so many things that sometimes, I don't know. Anyway, Charlie, back over to you. This is KTKNB.
Well, it's a shame, but, yeah, the kids' schedules today, it's unbelievable, the amount of activities they have going on. I mean, my daughter growing up, I don't know what she didn't try to do. But this morning I jump in the car, start it up, and of course my battery's dead. But if you don't have one of those little emergency jump starters, I mean, they're fantastic. This thing's about the size of maybe two or three times the size of my phone, and hooked it up and off and away I go.
So maybe Steve would pick it up. Now, I don't have one. But hopefully the battery is charging. You know, hopefully you just left something on overnight that you're not going to have a problem stuck somewhere else. Anyway, yeah, they've come so far with... you know, eventually they'll build one into the car. You know, that would probably make some sense also. Self-started built into the car. Just throw a switch and starts it, and then you go on from there. Make it a lot easier for people that are afraid to make those connections. KD2KNH, this is
KD2KNB. Yeah, absolutely, it would be nice, but I'm amazed at how long it took for them to modernize even dashboards and cars. I mean, they only do what they have to do. But on that note, it was a pleasure speaking with you this morning. I just got to a 7-Eleven around the corner from my office. I've got to jump in and get a cup of coffee or I'll be totally worthless for the day. Richie, you have a great day. Over to Steve if he's still on. 82 KNH, clear. 73.
Yeah, I'm still here. I just got out from the express thing. Excuse me. Have a good day. WB2ZSC.
Yeah, Charlie, have a good day. So Steve, what are you doing with an HT in the car? You had to switch cars again?
Yeah, it's funny. I was on the parkway Saturday. Down and my battery light went on. Something I'd never seen before. So I it was late today. I gave the dealer a call. Service was open on Saturday. And I made it there just at closing time. So I was able to get a loaner and a lunatic this week. Which will save me the problem of going back for the maintenance I was going to have done anyway.
Yeah, but as again now, how old is your car? 4 or 5 years? It seems like you're getting a lot of issues right now.
Extended service contracts are very good.
Yeah, that's for sure. I think I told you we had one with a 1983 Crown Vic. It was the VIP. It was just so cheap, that you almost couldn't resist buying it. And it really covered everything for the 3 years that we had the lease on the car. I mean, it was bumper to bumper. But when push came to shove, I said, well, you know what? I know the car's been serviced well. I'll buy this car off lease. But the problem was there was an issue that they really didn't know a lot about. It had some valve that was in the system, and I forget the name of it, but... within a short time of buying the car, it went, and it should have been serviced. It wasn't, but I couldn't fight with them, and it was several $100 to get that repaired. Anyway, those policies are good. Jerry buys it with his car. I think he takes an extra 5-year or 6-year policy with it.
Typical, I'm a high mileage driver, so... typical high mileage limits are like 6 years, 100,000. But Chrysler happened to have also one above that, which was unlimited mileage and time up to the cost of the vehicle.
I guess that's the one you took. But like you say, you're a high mileage driver. We had that problem in leasing cars. A few years back, I don't remember which lease it was, but we went from almost a 9 miler to where my wife was working literally 2 miles from the house, and then she started working out in maybe Hop Hog, and so suddenly we went from, 5,000, 6,000 miles a year to 18,000, and we were way over on the mileage. And I think it was when we had a Honda. I think a Honda, maybe an MDX or something. And boy, did they want to bang me on the mileage and wear and tear on the car. It was like, I think it was $3,000 or $4,000 to trade the car in. I said, listen, I'm going to get another MDX. No, we don't care. That's what it's going to be. Well, Lexus, that's when I switched to a Lexus. They absorbed the whole thing. Maybe I paid for it in the long run. I'm not sure, but... or whatever, they just absorbed a good part of it.
Bringing your lease will pay for the, I gotcha. Well, yeah, they do. I mean, what do they hit you for? Like, I think it's 25 cents a mile over, usually.
I was thinking 40 cents, but I could be wrong. But even at 25 cents, I'm trying to think we were 7,000 or 8,000 miles over, and then when they inspected the car, I think they give you a couple $100 worth of damage, but they just were off the wall, and it was crazy. I called customer loyalty, obviously in today's day and age, a lot of companies have that particular thing. I said, listen, I'm going to get another MDX, we love the car. No, you're still going to have to pay it off. And so when I went to Lexus, I do believe they really picked up a part of it. Let's say the whole thing was $3,500 to $4,000. I believe they picked up at least half of it, maybe even a little bit more, and, you know, probably rolled the other $1,200 into payments, so it, whatever it was, $30 a month. I don't know, but it certainly was less than trying to deal with Honda. This is KJKMD.
Yep, I understand. I don't know. You would think they'd want the business back, but and they think of a way to recoup the money in the next thing going forward, but I guess not.
Yeah, and it was crazy too because it's not the only car that I had going through Honda financing. Trying to think, we probably have 18 years of cars financed in one way or another through Honda financing, probably even more. And you would think that Custom Auto, you would say, okay, let's work it out with them, but, you know, they chose not to. Meanwhile, that was really one of the best cars we ever had. And they changed it a little bit. It became a little too trucky. But now I think it's back to a nice styling. And I have a friend that switched from an MDX to a, I don't know, Jeep Cherokee, maybe the big one. And they were really sorry about it. They just said the MDX. Oh, no, they went to a Volvo. They went from an MDX to a Volvo, the whatever it is, the X90. And they said, no, they love the MDX.
Whatever you've had good experience with. Anyway, let me get out of here. I'm just pulling in. I've got to find my keys. And I will speak to you later.
All right. Have a good one. KTKNB.
WB2ZSA.
My radio. How you doing today?
I figured that might be the case. What's going on?
Are you home today? Are you going in later? Or I thought you would have been at work by now.
Usually am, but no, a few days here and there. Gotta take them or lose them.
I hear that. I'm just slowly getting home. I think I can crawl backwards faster than I'm going forward at this point. 55 minutes is an estimation from Maurice Avenue to Hicksville.
Dave, I don't know. Perfect way to end a long run, I guess.
Well, this weekend started out with a bang. I mean, fortunately, I wasn't in it, but it literally happened right in front of me. I got on, heading down to Kentucky, Harrisburg first, and I'm on Jersey Turnpike South. I get off at Newark to get on 78 West, and I get over in the express lane, and right in front of me, this car flips. It's trying to cut over too quick, and flipped, went up in the Yankee, and down on the roof. Hit another car, all the airbags went off, truck was involved. Couldn't go anywhere after that because they skidded around and then blocked all three lanes. They had 7 ambulances show up.
Thank goodness. Let's hope people got away walking.
And most of them were carried out, but hopefully they'll survive. But I tell you, it's nuts. They'll drive like they're in NASCAR, invincible. Not the case. No. I thought it was supposed to be a nice day today. It's all icky, foggy, and damp out. It's going to clear up later, I hope so.
Yeah, well, it's all global warming, right?
All right.
Gotta make a phone call before it gets too late. I'll talk to you later. Have fun. And 2FLF, 73.
All right, I just got your message, too. Catch you later, KTUPS.
net tonight at 8:30 WQVL repeater system.
Okay, 6 Delta Papa Zulu, are you there, Rich? Just call me on the cell.
Net tonight at 8:30. Welcome to the WQVL repeater. Net tonight at 8:30. This is the WQVL amateur radio repeater system.
K6DPZ, call me in Oceanside. K6DPZ, clear.
Tonight at 8:30 WQVL repeater system.
KD2AMD mobile.
KD2KMB.
KD2KMB, KD2AMD. Hey, Rich, how you doing?
Hey Mike, so how did it go so far?
Oh, pretty good, Rich. Mostly nothing today. They have working days. It's going to happen tomorrow night. But I'm going to Queens on roll back on my lunch break.
Well, you're not making, I'm not sure what you're, if you're in a car or in an HD, but you're breaking up quite a bit. But I think you said to have you working days now?
Today, Rich, yesterday. Sits right underneath the Roosevelt L, number 7 line. I'm right underneath the L on Roosevelt Avenue.
So that may be why you're breaking up a little bit. What's your role, like a project manager? Well, you explain.
Yeah, project manager, project overseer, depends upon what I have to do. Today, I'm just watching a group of electricians. At night, I handle whatever emergency repair needs to be done, and I manage it and run it. But that's at night. Daytime here, while another guy's actually running it, I'm helping out. So, you know, it's a little bit of everything there, Rich.
And definitely weekends?
I think I'm going to be working weekends. That's when the schools are closed, you know, so I worked last Saturday. I'll probably do the same again. Come out the end, so like take a Thursday, Friday off, you know, that or whatever. But we'll figure that part out, Rich.
Okay, and are any of your supervisors hams that you might have found out already?
I think I'm the only identified person around.
It's hard to copy you, Mike, but I think you said not yet on the first round. But I think you'll find some, if you're down in Long Island City, I think you would find a couple of hams there. Anyway, I'm not sure if you're moving or standing still, but it's really hard to copy, so I think we'll have to pick it up another time. Just take it, KMB.
Also, 7373, have a great day.
Good morning, Richie. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Not a problem. Richie, I know I've asked this before, so I don't want to repeat myself too much. But the cops usually have their picnic at 2. I believe that's when they have it. Now, it's May, so I want to know, because I have to save up the baby and your leg.
We do not have a picnic scheduled at this time. I'm not sure that we'll do one this year. A couple of different reasons. And location would be really important. Although we had it last year at Theodore Roosevelt Park. I can't tell you, I don't think we have it there. Bethpage is a more central location. However, if it was Bethpage and we did it as we normally did, which is on the side of the hill, you could not attend. You're not going in a wheelchair or a motorized van up the side of the hill. So it's a whole different story, but as of now, we don't have something planned. If we do have it planned, we'll let you know.
Okay, Richie. Oh, a chair does go up a hill. You know, it's one of these power chairs. It's got an unbelievable amount of torque. So, it'll go. And I'm not afraid. And the amulet you take as long as the wow. Bring the amulet on property close to where it'll be. There wouldn't be a problem.
All right, I'm only telling you as a liability factor, there's no way we'd let you go there. So, doesn't matter. We don't have something planned at this point. So, we shall see, and that's it. All right, let me get back to what I'm doing. This is KTKNB.
Okay, Richie. Well, I would like to go. And if there's a problem, I could, you could mail me or email me a waiver, and I'll sign it and email it back.
That way we're not going to jeopardize ourselves. If we're on the side of a hill, we're not... Forget it. But as of now, there's nothing, so it doesn't matter. If it comes up, we'll talk about it, but we're not accepting any liability, nor are we accepting any waivers, so I can't answer the question. Anyway, I have things to do, but we don't have anything planned right now. This is KGK.
I don't know what happened. They used to have an ice rink. The rise for Howell Park. And, I guess the problem is what? Finding a venue?
Ricky, I said I have things to do. No, normally Jeff would, Jeff or Les Yaseel and Joe handled it, but, however it would be, it's a venue and it's time. June is a crazy month. July already gets a little hot. I can't answer the question. June doesn't even allow for Sunday, for an appropriate Sunday in which to have it. Maybe if there was a June in which there were five Sundays, maybe, but it just can't be done. Anyway, I really have to stop, so I'll catch you later, K2K and me.
Okay, Richie, my food is here. I'll catch you later, and to you.
N2EO, N2 Mike Bravo, Rockaway Beach, N2MB. Sometimes that could take hours. I've had it happen to me, but thank God not recently, but I've had that problem. I had a lot of money in the account, and it comes up, no money. And I had to call them on the phone and all that stuff, and eventually they straighten it out, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. And I'm waiting for a call right now. That's, And when they call, it's something to do with the reverse mortgage. I told you they can give me some more money and pay off the reverse. I told you about that.
Yeah, you had mentioned it to me. Hope it works. I don't understand what you're doing, but anyway, whatever it is, it is. So hopefully you'll get some more bucks. Try not to spend it so fast, Richie. You need it. You know that. That's it. You're not going to get any more after that.
Oh, I know that. Patty pointed out the wheelchair ramp is bumpity bump. It's got to be resurfaced. And the driveway and a piece of the sidewalk is so bad we have to have it ripped up. And the guy is going to resurface the wheelchair ramp. I trust him. He's Patty's son of
Hey, Richie, I'm just telling you, spend your money wisely. this is the last money you're going to get. So if you need something or want something a year from now, you spend this money, you ain't going to have it. There's nothing else coming in.
Oh, I know. But these are things that have to be done. And we'll use the other money mindfully. Not the ham radio stuff.
Sometimes you even want ham radio stuff, Richie. I'm telling you. Whatever. Your choice, buddy. Okay. Anyhow, things are really shaping up around here. So, for the better. Absolutely, things are working out for the better, and I suspect in another couple of months they're going to get even better than that. You know, I sold off I sold off quite a few Central Station accounts, but I have many more to go, so. And I'm not going to sell them off. I'm going to hang on to their income, so the rest of them I'm going to hang on to for a while, maybe for another 3 or 4 or 5 years. But by that time, I'm going to be a pretty old codger, so I don't know how much I want to save. I want to spend at this stage of my life, you know?
I agree with you, absolutely. You were talking to me yesterday on the phone about an HF amplifier, something not too big. They all have a transformer in them, Duke solid state. They're going to be a little bit heavy. But I understand, I don't know one, but everybody is happy. Acorns. I know, talk to Joel. He owns.
Yeah, but I told you yesterday, I don't want a low-band amplifier. I'm getting out so good with 100 watts, anybody I ever called came back to me. What am I spending my money on an HF amplifier for? I want to get a 2-liter amplifier, Richie. Not an HF amplifier, a 2-liter amplifier. And I want the biggest, meanest one they got, and you know why.
I know. The only company I know that's high end that makes, they also make 132 amplifiers. Beckham, a German company. And they have dealers here.
Richie, I don't want a Nazi amplifier. I'm going to get a GR Stefan amplifier. You can still get them. That's it. That's going to match the one that I have, so I won't even have to buy tubes for it. I have a power supply. I don't have to buy another power supply for it. So that's what I'm doing. Come on.
Right, that's good, too. Not bad. I hope you don't run away into a problem. I mean, you could. Not
too fast. See, it's the biggest, meanest amplifier on the market. It's made here. That's what I'm getting. That's it. And I have half of what I need. So why would there be a problem? It'd be less of a problem.
All right, well, in order of stuff, you got the money?
I will. I'll have the money in a few months. I told you I'm going to sell off another couple of accounts, and that's the money. It doesn't take much.
Okay, now you sound good. I know why you want to choose your end. Trouble, and you want to get back in the booth. That's fine.
Primarily long-haul tropo. Moon balance is a possibility. That won't be on the tower. Moon balance will be in the backyard. And I may do that. I may build it up slowly in the backyard. I don't have to put that on a tower.
Oh, that's true. It's just where the moon goes. You don't want to have it stuck in.
But I wouldn't want to put anything that big on a tower anyway, because you have all kinds of rotator problems. I mean, you name it, there's going to be problems. I've been there, I've done it. I know the situation and how bad it can get. So I'm going to use stuff that I could mount in the backyard, that when a big heavy wind comes along, I could just put a clip on it and it won't get broken. You know, because that's That's the size of antenna. I mean, 40 Aggies on the tower, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. And that's what I'm going to do. But for moon bounce, everything's in the yard. That's it.
Put any antennas you plan, Mason. If you're on 432, use a dish.
Well, the 432 have already got the amplifier. All I need is the tube. I mean, the antenna. But I don't want to do it on 432. I want to do it on 2 meters.
I understand. What kind of antenna are we?
I have no idea. I'm not sure. But, you know, with Tropo, I only need 4 antennas. That's not going to break me.
Check out the K1FO antennas. Company is still in business. And who has decided why he sold off the company. I understand that that's the
game. He makes quite a few different antennas. I don't want antennas that require a boom support. And for Tropo, I don't have to be the biggest act in town. I'm going to put up 4 of the biggest antennas he's got short of a boom support. I don't want a boom support.
I looked at the pictures. I don't think there is a boom support. Well, you can check out the KLM. Now, M squared.
I know M squared. I spoke to him on the phone yesterday. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Yeah, I gave him a call because he was working some fancy stuff. I just thought I'd give him a call. He remembered Bruce, and it took a little while for him to remember me. But after I mentioned Bruce, then he remembered me.
When I have my 62, 132 and 1296, that's what they were, M squared. They had an actual antenna.
Okay, yeah, I want to see who's got the most gain. But, you know, when you get to that size of the antennas, the big difference is a half a dB. That's all. So, it doesn't really matter. For Tropo, I could lose a half a dB. I won't die. For moon bounce, that's another story. Half a dB is a lot on moon bounce.
That's right.
So, I can't make up my mind. I might buy 4 of the meanest antennas and then later on bring them down into the backyard and have 8 of them. You know, to save a buck that way. We'll see. Or maybe I'll just hold off on the moon bounce for a couple more years. I don't know. Can't figure it. It's a nice problem to have, Richie. I'm really glad I got the problem. It's great.
Oh, I know. At least you're doing it. You have the mind. God bless you.
Well, I'm definitely going to have enough for antennas and stuff like that. That I'll have money for. Yeah, I'll be okay in that department. Because I don't intend to take it with me.
Over here in Mass People Park, they would complain, but I don't care. I want to do with anybody.
So, well, where I'm going, in about 3 years, or less, ain't going to complain about nothing. I'm going to be really out in the country, so that's it, you know. Those are my plans. The only thing that I have a little problem with is I have that marvelous tower at Dick Nadel's place, and that, I need to rent a truck, and I have to drive that truck all the way to South Carolina with tower in it. I can do it. I've done it before, so I guess I could do it. Cause I know I can do it, actually. I have done it before.
You question.
You only live once, Richie.
Oh, I know. Very sexy. I don't really care. I've got my dipole. I've got my vertical. I'm living in a very nice thing. That's what I care about. You know,
yeah, well, I wouldn't want to trade with you. Definitely not. No way in hell. But that's me, you know. Anyway, I'm going to live in a nice neighborhood, and I'm going to have a lot of property, and I'm going to have a big tower, and I'm going to have a moon bouncer in the backyard. That's even better.
You talking about South Carolina?
Yes.
All right. I don't even think you have enough room in Rockaway.
I could do it here. Nobody's stopping me. But I don't want to do it here. Here, I'm going to have 100 feet of tower. That's it. And have four antennas on the top of the 100-foot tower. You know, 2 meters. And that's it. I don't have to do any more than that. That's not a big deal, and that's what I'm going to do. Because it's easy. And I want to have a stronger tower. I don't want to have to worry about it. The stuff I got out of Dick Naylor is so strong, Richie. At 100 feet, you don't have to guy it. You don't have to do anything.
What is that bone? SS.
I don't remember. I'll ask Dick. He knows, it's in his backyard.
All right. Very good, Barry. Let me go. I gotta make the phone call to that guy.
Hey, I'm gonna call my daughter in a couple of minutes. I gotta pick up the kids from school. And I think that's it for today. Tomorrow I gotta take Justin to the doctor to get his stitches taken out or whatever, you know, the tubes taken out. He'll be much happier after that. And then, you know, a couple of days after that I'm gonna do something. I'm probably gonna go mountain climbing. But once he gets the tubes out, I can take off. Probably on the weekend because, she still needs me to take the kids to school, so. I'll take the car on the weekend, and I'll go up to the Catskills, and I'll be back, and, you know, by next weekend, I'll be up in the Catskills. The weather's getting good already.
That sounds good. Captain, we got to think Wednesday and Thursday, come out here and burn the show to the contacts. Is that still hold?
I don't like to make promises, seriously, but everybody gets down on my case and says, you promised me. It's tentative.
All right, good enough. Just let me know.
Yeah, you know me already. I'm tired of people saying I promised them and I didn't do it, so I don't promise anybody anymore. Amazingly enough, I show up more than most people, so that's cool. Something like that. Okay, Rich. Have a good afternoon, what's left of it. And I'm going to meet up with my daughter in a couple of minutes and pick the kids up. And I'll see you later. And to Leola, 2MB, Rockaway Beach.
Okay, Barry. Let me call this guy. And I got to straighten the thing out with the back. I don't think he's the one over here. Big problem, just a problem. You're right. And to him, big. And to you.
Next, tonight at 8:30, welcome to the W2VL repeater. Thank you.
Echo in 2MB. I gotta tell you what sign I just saw. 2EO in 2 Mike Bravo.
Am I, Barry? I'm on the phone with Capital One and 2MB and 2EO.
I got something really cool to tell you, so as soon as you get off the phone, give me a call.
W2VL Amateur Radio Repeater System.
WA2HMM Mobile in Smithtown, Long Island, New York.
This is K6DPZ, loud and clear, Evan.
Okay, the station that returned to me, you're very noisy. Didn't catch any of it. WA2HMM Mobile.
KNB, please don't talk to that individual. K6DPC is banned from the use of this repeater, so please don't waste your time talking to him. This is K2KNB.
Is your fake president of life? You like being a jerk. The wise guy, I'm waiting for it.
WA2HMM Mobile in Smithtown, Long Island, New York. The name is Charlie. Over.
K2HM, this is K2KNB. My name is Richie Charlie. I think we've spoken before. I'm located in Old Bend Page. And, it's just a matter that this guy has been banned from the use of the repeater. He refuses to follow any rules and regulations and seems to think that he'll write his own laws and things. So, anyway. So we do appreciate, please don't talk to him. Anyway, Charlie, I have a landline coming in. Stand by for a minute.
For that. Here's a VE for the key. Who up? K6CP.
Hey,
see you. CPZ clear. When I nail your defamation of character, you better have a lot of money, my friend, because I'm going to drag you through the courts, please.
KMJTK Andy, are you still out there, Charlie?
Yep, I'm sitting here. I'm in the CBS parking lot here in Smithtown. That's why I just went in the store with the credit card, so I don't know. We may be in trouble. Hi. Oh, man. But I tell you, I don't know, this day down, I'm thinking knows whether it wants to be sunny or rainy or what. I know this morning the fog was pretty bad. I went to Lowe's to pick up some lumber, and I say, I could just barely see the front of the truck. WAQHMM Mobile, Smithtown.
Yeah, and I was doing gardening outside, but I didn't want to get involved in too big a project because I thought it was going to rain also. You know, so I did a little, I pulled a few weeds up, I did a little this, did a little that, but now it's bright and sunny, like you say, and I don't think I'll go back out again. Interesting weather, but I think we should be in good stead. Actually, I'm going to take my indoor plants outside. That guarantees that the weather will be good. This is KTKNB.
It's just like when you take your umbrella with you, it doesn't rain. Now, I think you were talking about thunderstorms tonight. I was took out with one of the horse stalls, and wife wanted to do their shopping, so I had to curtail my extra outside curricular activities. Hi. Covered everything up with a tarp, so that's certain it's not going to rain. I've got everything covered up. If I didn't have it covered up, man, it was going to snow. Oh, boy. I tell you, hey, I was involved in the 10-10 contest this weekend. There was a digital contest. Boy, I tell you, 10 was dead as a doornail. Occasionally, there was a couple of bursts. Stations came through. Worked at Solo in Arizona. One minute, he was blowing my socks off, and the next minute, I could just barely copy him as he was signing me. And then it would be hours of quiet, and then bingo, somebody else would pop in. Somebody from Missouri came in, and bingo, gone again. So I guess I must have put in probably a good 15 hours worth of listening to noise. Go ahead.
Yeah. It's funny, I was kind of distracted as you were talking there, so I lost the train of thought there. Yeah, I think I said there's a cold front coming in, but it's crazy. One must have come from the north the other day, and then I think there's something coming in from the west, and they bring with them different characteristics. Don't remember, because there was one last night, but I think that was lighter rain, and maybe you're right. Maybe it's supposed to rain a little more heavily. With the one coming in tonight, but at least the temperature's not bad, and I think we're not going much below 50, 45, something in that area. So I feel pretty confident taking the house plants out and letting them start to get a little bit of a suntan.
Yeah, I got a call from my daughter Sunday morning. She said, Dad, we just missed the tornado. They go down to Canton every last weekend, they call it the first days. And how that came to be is that years and years and years ago, Canton was the county seat. And that's where the sheriff's office was, and that's where the jails were, and that's where they did all the hanging and everything else. And people would come from there the first time. That's when the judge would show up, and they'd have the hangings. And then it got to be where people would start to bring some livestock down to say, hey, look, I got this. You want to buy it? And it just kept going and going and going. It turned into a huge, tremendous, big flea market, both arts and crafts and animals, livestock, and everything else. And they were down there on Saturday. Hang on a second. Let me let it drop.
Charlie, just back off from the mic a little.